Okay. This is a very interesting tshuva. It probably hasn't happened to a lot of us, but here we go. There was a girl in Eretz Yisrael who was a 10-year-old girl, and she happened to always come very, very late to class. The teacher, over time, got very, very fed up. You know, you can only imagine if a girl doesn't come to class on time, you know, every day, and she really has no excuse. The teacher really lost her patience, and she told the girl, until you understand that you have to come to school on time, you cannot come to class anymore. She goes home that day, and that's it. Instead of internalizing what she did wrong and telling the teacher how much she was sorry, she thought she was going to take it into her own hands. What was she going to do? She was going to write a letter to who? The President of the United States of America. Oh, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. It was in America. She was going to write a letter to the President of the United States of America to be able to tell her, to tell him what was going on. It doesn't say in the truth who the President was at the time. And so the president could write a letter to the teacher to allow this girl to come back to class, come back to yeshiva. Lo and behold, it came through Hashem's ways that it went through the secretary, this and that, and finally reached the president's table. And the president saw this dilemma that this girl wanted to come back to class, but she wasn't allowed to. And the president wrote a letter to the teacher saying that this kid really seems very sorry, and she really wants to come back to class. Lo and behold, the girl gets back the letter a couple of days later, and she, you know, imagine now, you have a letter from the President of the United States, she's going to come into class, she's going to show the teacher who she has on her side. She comes into class, hands the letter to the teacher, and tells her, I'm coming back to class. That night, she comes back at home, and she tells her parents, I don't know why she didn't tell her parents before, but she tells her parents what happened. President wrote her a letter and this and that. That's why the past few days she hasn't gone to school. Not that she hasn't not been feeling well, but because the teacher told her not to come back to class. Her father goes, "What, are you crazy? You had to get back that letter. That letter is worth a lot of money. Can you imagine a president addressing a letter to you and to your teacher? It's unbelievable." She goes back the next day to the teacher. What happens? The teacher says, "Sorry, the letter was just to me, and I don't know what to tell you. The letter was addressed to me, and I'm going to keep it." Who is right? Does the girl get the letter, or does the teacher get the letter? What do you guys say? It's a hard one, no?
How does the teacher believe that it's actually from the president?
If you see Lamaisa presidential stationery, not so many people can really copy. Maybe you know someone who could photocopy it. I don't know. I don't know that many people. So Rav Zilberstein answered an amazing thing. He said, at first glance, you might think that the teacher gets it. Why? Because it was addressed to her. However, when the president wrote it, Whose intentions did he have in mind? Who was he trying to help? He wasn't trying to help the teacher. He was trying to help this girl. This girl wasn't able to come back to class, come back to school. It doesn't really mention anything about the principal, but just about the teacher. Because it was all about this girl, the president was only trying to help the girl, and that had nothing to do with this teacher, nothing to do with the school overall. Rav Zilberstein said, the girl should get back the letter, and b'chulu. The tshuva says that she came into class, and that was it. The tshuva doesn't say whether or not she came to school on time the rest of the year, but I think it's an important lesson. Whenever we have to be somewhere on time, we should try to be there on time, and if not, we could write a letter to the president to help us out.